Yo, yo, yo. What's up, listeners, and welcome to Been There, Run That. I'm your host, Joseph Ben, a Division I cross-country and track and field athlete at Texas A&M University. So on today's episode, we're going to talk to A&M school record holder, NCAA National Championship qualifier, and one of my good friends and teammates, Eric Casares. So while it might be easy to look at Eric and see the incredible amounts of success he's had during his 4 years here at A&M, he's also had to overcome a ton of challenges to get where he's at today. Injuries in particular have plagued Eric throughout his entire running career, and although they haven't been easy, each one has given him a new perspective that has ultimately led him to become the runner that he is now. So we're really glad you could be with us here today, Eric. Would you like to start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Eric Casares. I'm on the cross country and track team here at Texas A&M. So been around running for a little bit, started running in seventh grade and met Joseph through running as well. And I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad you can be here. So Eric is actually a national qualifier in cross country. And then recently this past weekend set the school record in the outdoor 5K after already having it in the indoor 5K. Can you tell me a little bit about what that race was like?
Yeah. So, you know, not a lot of people know, but I got a little banged up during indoor season, right about a week before conference. I hurt my calf, got a little tweak in it, and then it kind of just got tight. And then I only had about 4 days to get it right before conference. So I literally did what I could in that 4 days to get it right, but it just wasn't enough. I was so limited. I ended up racing the 5K at conference. Fortunately, I scored 1 point for the team, so I contributed in that way, but I didn't do as good as I wanted to, and I ended up straining it. So I had to take 2 weeks off. And of course, an injury never comes at a right time, but I guess it came at an okay time because I didn't have a fast enough time to make it for indoor nationals. So I kind of just shut down from there, had 2 weeks off. I think it was like 15 days total. And I ended up cross training, took advantage of the time off, and then had a nice little week back at the Bahamas and did a little miniature workout slash race there. And then we had a short week. We traveled to North Carolina and I ran the 5K again and I set the school record. So yeah, I mean, it was kind of a crazy few weeks. And you know, the calf thing definitely limited my ability, but to see that I'm still able to go out there and put on some good performances, even when I'm not 100% healthy, is a good sign. So it's been good.
So is this something coming off an injury that you thought would even be possible last week?
No, I mean, I think what really helped me going into that race was not thinking about the injury or thinking about what I could have ran. I just went out there and did what I, you know, it was kind of like whatever happens, happens type of mindset. So I wasn't going to put too much pressure on myself. If I would have went out there and ran, you know, 30 seconds slower, then I would be like, okay, well, I guess I know where I'm at. If I would have went out there and, you know, ran 5 seconds slower, I'm like, okay, well, I'm at least close to where I need to be. So the fact that I was able to go out there and mimic what I did indoor, it was a good sign. So I think I took those 2 weeks off to an advantage. And then of course, I mean, I still have more to give, which is good, because it is a long season. So if I guess it's okay that I didn't run as fast as maybe I could have.
Yeah. But I know this was not your first injury. You've had injuries throughout your entire running career. And how are they different? How are they similar each and every time?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the biggest similarities between all of them is that, you know, they linger, right? Like something happens, maybe it's not as big as the other, like some of them are bigger than the others, but I feel like most of the injuries I've had have all lingered in some way. So dating back to my senior year in high school is when I had my first real big injury, is a stress fracture in my left foot. And back then I was still really young, still learning a lot as a runner. I was a senior in high school. And I, you know, I trained my butt off going into that summer, but I got like a bad pair of shoes. And the second my injury started occurring, I kept running through it. And that was my fault. You know, back then I was still really young and, you know, I wasn't very smart with how I ran and handled stuff. And also it was my first injury too. So I didn't know how to handle it. So at the time I thought I was just being a wuss and I could run through it, and I ended up making it worse. So I missed all my cross season there. My second big injury was my first year in college, which was actually at OU before I came to A&M. And that was a stress fracture in my hip. And it was also in the same side, the left side. So the first time was my left foot, this is my left hip. And this was kind of the same thing. I was still really young. I was a freshman trying to learn some things going into college. And I overtrained And I, like I said, it started and I could have prevented it, but I kept running through it and I made it worse. So boom, it lingered for a long time. Ended up redshirting, coming to A&M. And then I guess the biggest one was also another stress fracture, the same foot, just a different bone. But that one I was more smart about it. Right when I felt the pain, I immediately stopped. And so I ended up coming back quicker than I thought. But I still had some like mechanical issues coming back from that. So I guess the similarities between all of them is like, you know, obviously I've had to take time off and, you know, it's affected, you know, some training and it's been up and down, you know, some bumps in the road. But overall, I think all the injuries I've sustained, you know, until then, besides those three, I've handled it very well and I've been able to come back stronger. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I know for me, I haven't, thankfully, have not been injured much, if at all, in college, but high school, it's tough, especially you're getting recruited or you're trying to, then you like, you don't feel like you can miss time. It's definitely a challenge. And I'm sure it's like that for any runner. So what advice would you give to someone that's injured?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, like, you know, stay motivated, keep doing the things you need to be doing. And I feel like when people are injured, they focus too much on like getting back too fast. And it really like it messes with their mind and it messes with the way that they run too. So like if you have a stress fracture and they're telling you to take 6 to 8 weeks off, take 6 to 8 weeks off. Don't take 4 to 5 weeks and then say, oh, okay, well, I can come back because it's been long enough. No, like take all the time you need and just know that there's no rush. Like take it from me, someone who's like been hurt so many times. Like, yes, I know it definitely does not feel good to see people running and racing and you can't be out there with them doing the same thing. It hurts, but you kind of have to be mature about it, accept it and move on. And there's still other ways you can better yourself. You know, you could, I mean, not everything is about running, right? Like the world is not revolved around running. Like you can love it, but there's other things in life you can enjoy, right? You have a family, you might have a job, you have school to focus on, you know, you have friends and family. Like there's a lot that go into life. So you can't let an injury, like even if it's a big injury, you can't let something like that small in life affect the way you act and handle things. So take the necessary time off. Be strong up here and know that you're going to be back one day. It's not like this is the end of the world. And yeah, you can come back stronger.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have mentioned finding new hobbies when they're hurt, because as runners, I think we get so caught up in it consuming us that we oftentimes an injury can be kind of a refresher. Like I know some people get into organizations or I've heard of people that get into like cooking and just finding love in new things. So, but on the flip side of that, if you're training for something, obviously there are things you can do such as cross training. Luckily we go to A&M and we're blessed with pretty incredible trainers. So what was your experience like taking time off? How much were you cross training? How much of it was just, it needs to recover?
Yeah. I would say like the first few times I got injured, it was harder to cross train just because since I made the injuries worse back then, cause I wasn't a mature runner and I ran through a lot of injuries, I had to take more time off. And so it was very inconsistent with how I cross trained. Like I would cross train maybe like the first few weeks of my injury. And then I would just stop doing, you know, anything. I wouldn't do anything for like the next like 2 or 3 months that my injury was gone. I would just recover. Right. And that happened like those first three injuries I had. And then also was one during COVID too. So the motivation factor was a little like I didn't have as much motivation to cross train because there was so much uncertainty with COVID and I didn't know like if we were going to come back that season anyway. So I didn't like rush the injury. But I would say like having the trainers definitely help. And I think cross training is super huge. It definitely helps. Even people trying to work out and trying to, you know, exercise or lose weight, right? Like, you don't have to go out there and run like 10 miles. Like some people feel like if they got to lose weight, they got to go out and run like 5 to 10 miles a day and get lose weight. But in all actuality, if you can get like 20 to 30 minutes and just get your heart rate up of some sort of exercise, I mean, that's good enough right there. And then even like changing your diet too could help with that. But a lot of people feel like they have to do like all this crazy stuff to lose weight or get in shape. It's like, as long as you get your heart rate up, that's what matters. And that's how you kind of have to approach cross training when you're injured, right? Like some people feel like they got to go, you know, bike for 20 miles or like swim for 5 miles, right? It's like, no, just go in there, get an hour of biking, get an hour of swimming, you know, get an hour of aqua jogging, just get something, get your heart rate up, get the blood flowing. And that's really how you should approach an injury.
Yeah, that's all great stuff, Eric. Thank you so much. I think that's all I have for you, unless you have any other challenges you've faced throughout your years running that you would like to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of mentioned everything, just, I guess, minus the injuries. Like, you know, it hasn't been a perfect road. Like I said, I told you I've had bad luck in championship season. I've gotten sick. I raced with pneumonia one time to 10K. That wasn't fun. I've had COVID 3 times, like at the worst time. So it's, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the only thing else. Like, it hasn't been a smooth ride. So I'd be lying to you if I said that, like, it's been a smooth ride. Like, I've had to go through the ups and downs, and that's what I'm going to continue to be, you know, to influence guys and inspire, like, the younger guys that come in next year, and even the younger guys on the team now, that, like, if they're going through injuries or if they're, like, you know, mentally, like, exhausted, like, just tell them, like, relax. Like, I was in your shoes at one time, and, you know, even when I was older, I went through, you know, worse than you're going through right now. So you can get through it. It's just about how much you want to.
Yeah. So I guess last thing, is there one piece of advice you would want to give to anyone? I don't care if they're a professional or they're just a hobby jogger and they're struggling with running right now. What advice would you like to give them?
If you're like, if you love the sport and you're going through injuries, it's, and you're going through a hard time, like, it's a slump. You can get through it. Like, it's not the end of the world. So my best advice is to stay strong, stay motivated, and there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Eric. That's all I got for you today.
Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate you.
I mean, there's really no sugarcoating it. Injuries suck. Unfortunately, though, it's a part of running, and this applies no matter what level you're at, whether you're a beginner or a professional. I personally have yet to meet a runner that's never been injured. But if I do, I'll be sure to let y'all in the audience know their secret after I figure it out. I'm sure when people see runners like Eric, they just assume that in order to be that fast, things have to go smoothly year-round. But that's not actually the case. Eric is a perfect example of what it means to stay patient through an injury and make the most out of it. While it may not be fun, there are lessons that can be learned and positives that can come out of it. And at the end of the day, we're just going to go back to running because that's what we love to do. Join us next time on Been There, Run That, as we bring in 2 members of the marathon community here in Bryan College Station to talk about the rigors of training and how you can make running more fun when it feels like it possibly can't be.